Part 1. Oil and American Supremacy. Chapter 1. Fuel and National Power. Control energy and you control the nations. Henry Kissinger. You and your predecessors in the oil and gas industry played a large part in making the 20th century the American century. Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham, speech to the American Petroleum Institute, 2002. Not a day goes by without some new disclosure, some new bit of headline evidence that our brilliant energy success comes at great cost. Air pollution and toxic waste sites, blackouts and price spikes, fraud and corruption, and even war. The industrial strength confidence that was a byproduct of our global energy economy for most of the 20th century has slowly been replaced by anxiety. Paul Roberts, The End of Oil, 2004. The stakes could hardly be higher. Since the early 20th century, the world's age of oil has also been its era of American supremacy. Few doubt the interrelationship. Not merely a symbol of U.S. global power, petroleum has been its fuel for military might, 20th century manufacturing supremacy, and the latter-day SUV gas hog culture. Oil abundance has always been part of what America fights for, as well as with. Until recently, Americans have managed their oil age well. Like previous watershed energy regimes, ours has been an idiosyncratic mastery. A timely conjunction of a resource base, technical proficiency, and popular awareness. Put differently, over the last several hundred years, each leading global economic power has ridden an emergent fuel resource into the pages of history. From the late 18th century to the early 20th century, Britain did so through its pioneering skill with abundant coal. America's years at the helm, in turn, were driven by national engagement with the next major fossil fuel, oil. The 21st century's oil supply uncertainties have rekindled U.S. scholarly interest in the historical phenomenon of resource wars, which are now obviously looming more ominously than ever. Equally important, then, must be the strategic grasp of resource bases by modern world powers. This chapter's thesis is that unusual abilities to exploit a single energy resource for profit and for power, literal and political, have been vital to the rise of the leading world economic powers. These supremacies have overlapped with, though they have not fully paralleled, inventive relationships with decisive fuels. The downside so far has been that the country able to seize a unique energy opportunity has lacked the wherewithal to manage the next one. Thus, the inevitable 21st century global transition from oil to a post-oil regime, be it natural gas, hydrogen, more nuclear reliance, renewable energies, or various hybrids of cleaned-up fossil fuels, could see the United States displaced by a new leading economic power, probably an Asian one. China's early history of innovations in hydraulics, natural gas use, and deep drilling may be relevant. This is not to embrace some vaguely Marxian mineral determinism, linking nations' power to natural resources in a way that downplays factors such as religion, nationalism, or charismatic leadership. What seems clear is that fuel has been one of several pivots. Thereafter, over generations, the world's energy leaderships, 17th century Dutch ingenuity with water, wind, and wood, British aptitude with coal, and the U.S. cleverness with oil have invariably developed related infrastructures of corporate, governmental, and cultural commitment. One generation's innovations become a later era's entrenchments. Britain, on the cusp of decline, naively faced the military and economic future shock of 1914 to 1945 with a sooty transportation and energy structure still rooted in the mid-Victorian commercial geography of coal fields, canals, railroads, and ironmongers. The United States, for its part, is entering the 21st century with a resource base of declining oil and gas production and a grid of aging power plants, pipelines, and refineries. Serious ledgers must also include the maintenance cost of a population blithely dispersed to suburbs and exurbs under the psychologies of cheap gas and oil that dominated in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, recently reinforced by the current migration to micropolitan areas along outer suburban interstate highway corridors. When U.S. gasoline prices reached $3 a gallon in 2005, media reports began to capture the trauma among rural, small-town, and exurban Americans who drove to distant jobs. Other legacies range from the assets inertia of oil behemoths such as ExxonMobil to the potential insolvency of the one-time Detroit automobile giants, as SUV manufacturing becomes less magically profitable than it once seemed.